All right. And if you have other questions about the program, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hi.
Doing well?
How are you?
I'm good. It's Friday, so I'm happy. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
It's been a week. But my name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I know you've been talking with Giselle. And she wanted me to go over the pricing and details with you, but there was a question that you asked, and I wanted to address it. I don't know if she was clear on the answer. So you mentioned about messaging, correct? Like if someone could send you like a text message rather than calling you,
correct.
Or would they have to go to your website, right?
Correct.
Okay. So there's a couple of different ways where they can message you. Okay, so first off, it's your actual phone number that we list on Google. So if they wanted to send you a text, they can. We also do what we call Facebook advertising, where Facebook ads, it could either be a click to call, or it could be a click to send you a message, but it's not a text message. It's an actual message through Facebook Messenger. Okay?
So here's the problem. Here's the issue.
Yeah.
Guess what? Try to guess what I think about Facebook.
You don't like it.
I don't have it. Okay, so I'm the last of the, I don't have any social media whatsoever.
Okay.
Nothing, not even TikTok.
Okay. A lot of us don't. you know what? I got on TikTok a while back, but I'm going to tell you, I don't even really use it. It's only platforms I typically use. Like if I'm looking for, you know, a business that offers services is going to be Google. I'll go to Facebook to ask like within the communities, like if anyone knows a plumber or what have you. But typically that's what I use it for, or to kind of communicate, stay in touch with some family members that are distant. Right. And that's why, that's the only reason why I would use Facebook. Let's see here. I'm trying to take a look at something. Yeah.
You're Nadine, right?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
So I'm going to be going through a bad area and it's going to break up, but I am interested in talking with you about this.
Okay.
If I lose you.
You didn't hang up on me.
I didn't hang up on you. I can't call you at this 290-2566 number, correct?
No, I'm going to send you right now while we're on the phone, Tom. I'm going to text you. I mean, if you call the number that's on your phone, it's going to ring to our customer service department. You would just have to tell them, transfer me to Nadine. But let me text you my 877 number with my extension, just in case we get disconnected, because I know you're driving through a bad area. Let me ask you right now, what are you currently doing to market the business, like to get your name out there? I mean, you've been around since 2013.
Yeah.
You know?
So I fly really, really underneath the radar of like a lot of different things. So a lot of my business is strictly word of mouth.
Okay.
I do go through some slow, that's you texting me now, right?
Yep. I sent you a text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I use Angie, and I'm really just kind of, like, not happy with that during my slow periods of time.
Okay.
So I've been thinking about it for, like, a long time. Like, what do I want to do to broaden my business besides word of mouth and things like that? So I'm definitely interested in talking with you about this.
Yeah. So let's take a look here. I see you listed, and I looked up the company by name. I see the Home Advisor powered by Angie's. I see Yelp, BBB, and then I see the Home Advisor powered by Angie's again, MapQuest, Yahoo, Alignable, which is like another directory, BuzzFile. So these could have been directories when you registered the company as well that you're now appearing on those directories. With the Angie's, are you doing their pay per lead, like you're paying a monthly budget and then you get up to so many leads in the month?
Yeah, so it goes by like, so I think I set my budget at like $200 a month in leads from that.
Okay.
A lot of times I don't even use it. But like, for instance, I just got a lead 2 hours ago.
Okay.
And it's bogus. Like, it's just totally not what I do. It's like fix someone's oxygen machine. So now I have to like call Angie. Yeah, it's so stupid. Now I have to call Angie and ask for a credit for the lead. And a lot of like Angie's not really playing ball like they used to years back. they'll credit me. They're not going to credit me, so they're going to charge me $36 for that deed that's completely useless to me. I'm not fixing anyone's oxygen, you know?
Right.
I'm kind of displeased with it. What I'm really looking for is if somebody Googles an electrician in 06472.
Right.
I at least get to talk to them. They, like, it's a legitimate lead. Like, they want a Generac generator. They want a service chain, something like that. How do you guys do that?
Yeah, so how we do is like this, right? So someone goes on Google, they're looking up your services. They need an electrician, right? They're going to see the map pop up with the red dots, and there's going to be a list of electrician businesses listed right below that. They're going to see a profile with your company name, your phone number, okay, pictures of your work. They're going to click on the phone number. They are calling you directly.
Yep.
So it's a straight call from that potential prospect looking for your services to you. We're not telling you, hey, here's a phone number, call them. Okay? I know that's how Angie's operates.
Yeah.
When we're talking about when your business is listed on Google, it's going to be a live direct call coming to you. Okay? So there is an option for you. And then, you know, again, I kind of recommend the one with the Facebook ads included only because Google and Facebook work very well together hand in hand. But I would have to tell you, Tom, that you would at the very least have to open up a personal Facebook with no pictures or friends on it. Just open up the page and then we create your business page through that page. So this way you have ownership and access to it. Okay. But at the very least you would have to do that. Okay. This particular package, what you're looking at discounted monthly with no contracts, and it's a fixed flat rate, is $249 a month. Okay?
Okay.
Now, it comes with just a one-time $99 setup fee, but that is really just to cover your programming. So initial investment would be $348 to get it started, and then $249 every month after that. Okay? What this includes, first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing. Our directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. So like your Yelp page, we're not going to create you a new one, but we just want to make sure that it's branded. So like on your Google Business profile, it'll have the link to your Yelp page too. Okay? We'll create the business Facebook page for you as long as you create the personal page so that way we can create it. Okay? We'll do Facebook advertising. Facebook ads retarget. Anytime someone looks for an electrician or any of your services on Google and they just happen to go to their Facebook page, they're going to be retargeted with your ad. That's also going to help you reach more new clients. But we make it unique where you could target an audience by interest, income level, by location. They click on that ad, they're calling you directly. I'm going to tell you, a lot of our clients have seen great results. In addition, I would include a website for you that we would build, host, and maintain. The website is Google compliant and mobile friendly. There's even where there's a section on there, like if someone didn't have time to call you, right? But they fill out the contact form, it'll have like their phone number, their name, what their message is, their address. We consider that a hot lead. You would get that sent to you because we don't want you to miss anything, right?
Right.
And then we cover the mobile platform. So when someone uses their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they're also still being able to find you on that first page. It like pretty much covers all of your bases, but it's a month-to-month program with no contracts. I will ask you to stick it out 2 months. You know, Tom, we call it a 2-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. If you ever decided at any time, you know, I'm good, I just want to part ways, all I ask from you is just make sure you call 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't get charged. There's no cancellation fee. We would rather earn your business. We part as friends.
Right.
Okay.
And it's called what again?
I'm sorry?
Well, what's the name of the – I don't think this matters.
The package?
The name of your business.
Our company is Local, L-O-C-A-L, Splash, like a splash of water. Local Splash.
Okay.
So we're not Google. I want to be very clear. We are not Google. We don't work for Google. We're a Google channel partner. And besides, Google wouldn't even call you directly. They work with more like the corporations of like Target, Macy's, yeah. those kind of businesses, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now,
yep.
I mean, obviously, Tom, if someone's looking for an electrician near them, they're going to find you right away on the first page of Google. However, let's say they're looking for someone to do a panel upgrade, right? Maybe you do EV, you know, charging stations, okay? You install generators, you know? If these are services that you're offering, they're looking for these services specifically, they're also going to find you listed on the first page. And I say this because you can use multiple keywords, you know, just as long as they're the services that you're offering, right?
Okay.
Now, the beauty of our program is that you're not having to take our word for it that it's working. You're going to be able to also track your results with us. You can see through your customized tracking and reporting system what keywords you're listed for, how many times you came up in the search results. You can also track how many phone calls you're getting from new customers. Now, if at any time you want to add keywords, you felt like running a promotion for the month, or really changing any of your content, you can do so. You're going to have a team here, in fact, that's dedicated to your account. All of it starts with me. I mean, I'm what's considered the lead, but there, in fact, is a team that's dedicated to assisting you with all of this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, great job on your reviews, by the way, on Angie's.
Okay.
I would definitely encourage you. I would definitely encourage you that once you're on Google, that you have the reviews left for you on Google, and I'm going to tell you why. If you were to ever cancel with Angie's, all those reviews and content is going to disappear. When you're listed on Google, even if you no longer utilize their services, your Google business profile, all of that is still yours. Your stuff doesn't go away.
So listen, I don't think I would ever cancel Angie, right? Because I was with them when it was Service Magic 20 years ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. I think they're a great directory. I do.
Yeah.
I do. I'm probably telling you my age, too.
Well, I'm almost 50, so they were great for a long time. And, like, so I'm such a small company. Like, I'm only doing, like, probably, like, $200,000 a year, $240,000 a year, or something like that of gross, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I'm really tiny. I'm by myself. I'm almost 50.
Listen, that's pretty good. For being a one-man show. You know what I mean? That's not bad.
I'm in Connecticut. I'm in Connecticut, though. Like, Connecticut's, like, super expensive to live in. You know what I mean? Like,
my mother-in-law's from there. Waterbury, I believe it is.
Oh, okay.
Is where she originally is from.
That's where I was coming from.
Yeah, and then she moved out to California and met my father-in-law.
Yep. That's crazy. Really is a small world, right?
Yeah.
So I'm definitely interested in what you have to say. So I definitely would have to open up the Facebook personal thing, and then that would help me tremendously, right?
It would, because see, by us creating then the business Facebook page for you, it's going to open you to a platform where, and you would be surprised, Tom, how many people go on Facebook, like they call them communities, right? And they'll ask, like, anyone know an electrician, and any clients that have used your services that are on Facebook, they're going to recommend you on there too. You know what I mean? But
right.
Really with Facebook, what I love about it, and I'll give you a perfect example. My husband does dialysis, and I talk to these nurses at least once a week, right? And this one particular day, I couldn't remember the phone number by heart for the life of me. So I went on Google and I typed in Fresenius Kidney Care near Anaheim, right? Because that's where his center's at. I get on the phone, I talk to the nurse, yada, yada, right? 2 days later, okay, I'm on Facebook and I'm just doing a post for our granddaughter's birthday, right? And all of a sudden, this Facebook ad's popping out at me, Fresenius Kidney Care. And it's because they targeted me as having an interest in their services, okay? So it's retargeting.
Yeah.
It's that constant reminder. And you would be surprised. People will be like, oh, that's right. I was looking for an electrician. Or, you know, it's branding. It's consistently branding your company and reminding them of the service that they were needing, right? And that's why they work so well together hand in hand. You know, and I don't want to say a small company for you. I mean, I know because it's just you, right? You're a small company.
Yep.
But this program will never overwhelm you or inundate you. It's really to provide you a steady flow of quality type of clients, okay, that are looking for your services, and that you're there to capture those live calls is what it boils down to, okay? I mean, I feel if you're successful with Angie's, right, you're going to be just as successful with this program because Angie's, let me tell you, they're a great directory. I have nothing bad to say about them. I know some people trash them. I don't. It's you just got to learn how their program works. You know what I mean? And you got to be on top of the leads that they send you. And I tell people this all the time. I'm like, do you pick up, do you call that lead right away? Because they tell you, and which I'm glad they tell them now, but prior they didn't, was call it within 15 minutes. Or else you're going to lose opportunity. Someone else is going to beat you to that call, to that lead. You know, they grab their leads off of Google. So what they do, and it's pretty unique, is they run Google ads that'll say like 25 best electricians near me, and they'll run them in an area where there's a heavy search. So that's the leads that they're capturing that they now turn around and resell to you and your competitors. And I don't say it that it's a bad thing. It's unique for them, right? This is why sometimes I explain, like, you know, this is why a lot of times their leads are vary in price because they got to recoup what they've spent in Google ads. And I'm telling you, it's not just $1,000. We're talking like thousands a week. Thousands.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Running those ads. And also you might find that when you call someone, like, this one guy said, well, this lady yelled at me and said, I wasn't looking for anyone. I'm all, okay. I had one guy say, well, I called one and they told me they had already found someone 2 months ago. And I said, well, because again, it's a lead that who knows when they received it, right? When they captured it. So that's why you might find that sometimes, you know, but for the most part, what we offer, I mean, it's going to be direct calls coming to you.
Right.
And I think it's worth giving a shot. That way we can prove it to you.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on the, you got to give it more than 2 months. Like, I think like 6 months would be more adequate for a good judging of it. I'm not the type of person. I've been with, it was Service Magic and then.
Yeah.
Remember, then it's Angie and some other nonsense. But yeah, I still maintain it.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
so
good.
Let me, so the first step would be to do what? Set up the Facebook thing?
No, the first step actually, and I'll tell you, and it's perfect timing because you and I, we would get the account set up, right? And then we schedule what we call a client interview for you. The client interview, Tom, is really where the magic's going to happen. It's not with me, okay? The way I think it is. But the client interview, you'll speak with my technician and they'll talk to you like about your keywords, your Facebook ads, the areas that we're going to target, the website. They're going to talk to you about that more in detail. We don't expect for you to have the Facebook page created like right this minute, okay, even if you get it to us by Monday, because in the meantime, we're getting everything else set up. It doesn't take us that long to do the business Facebook page. I mean, typically, you could probably get that done by tomorrow. You just text us the link, right? Everything else we're getting situated for you, so that way we can start getting these profiles up for you and running, okay? It's not going to happen all overnight, just an FYI. Okay, so you won't be like super pressed for time, but listen, if Monday were to come and we don't have your link yet, we're going to be like, hey, Tom, we need your Facebook page link. You know, we got to create your Facebook page.
Yep.
So yeah, and we're really good on communication. I always stress that to keep that open up communication with us. You know, if we follow up with you on something, at least respond to us within 24, you know, hours. We know sometimes we call you, you might be in the middle of a job. We just ask that you at least respond back, you know, within the 24 hours. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What's the best email for you, Tom?
ThomasCasella@comcast.net.
How do you spell Casella? I don't want to mess it up. Is it C-A?
C-A-S-S-E-L-L-A.
Okay. And Thomas, you spell it with an H?
Yep, T-H-O-M-A-S.
Okay, so Thomas Casella, and I apologize. What was the rest?
@comcast.net.
@comcast.net. Oh, I haven't heard that one in a while.
No.
Yeah, I hear a few every now and then. see here. So when it comes to the electrical work, you do like, you know, new construction, remodels, you do it all?
No. I only do like EV charging stations, generator installs,
awesome.
Service panels and upgrades, all service work. So like work on pools, work on houses,
oh, really?
Troubleshooting circuitry, stuff like that. But I don't do new construction at all.
Okay, that's good to know.
Or additions or remodels. I don't do additions and remodels and stuff.
Okay, that's perfectly. And thank you for sharing that with me, because, again, we don't want to list you for something that you're not doing. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep.
And you definitely do the rewiring?
Yep.
Okay. Those EV charging stations, I have a funny story. So my daughter drives a Tesla, and she lives in Vegas. Prior to that, she had a Honda. We used to, you know, send her money for gas when she and my grandson would come out here. And then she's like, well, look, Dad, now you guys get to save on gas now that I have the Tesla. And he's like, not really, honey, because you're plugging into our electricity now.
Right.
And she would just laugh.
That's awesome.
I'm like, sure. Now, Tom, do you get text messages on this phone number that we're speaking on as well?
Yeah, it's my only business. Yeah, I mean, I still have a landline at home, but I don't ever
okay.
pick it up. It's just for nothing. But there is another number associated with me if I had to
okay.
use it, sure.
Okay, perfect. Well, what is typically the primary phone number for you? Like, what is the number that you would want listed for the clients to contact
this
you
number.
On? This number.
Yeah, the 203-619 number, yep.
Okay. And this is the best number always for us to reach you on in case if we have an update, right? We don't want to be, you know,
yes.
disturbing you on your landline. Okay. What I'm preparing for you right now, Tom, is I'm sending you these two emails while we're on the phone. One of us is going to say Google and Facebook marketing. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then
okay.
there's also, and I have it detailed, everything that's included in that package as well. Now, the second one is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So, as I mentioned, that one gives you an overview of our reporting system so that you're able to track your results with us, you know, not just taking our word for it that it's working, okay? So let me send
mm-hmm.
you that one. Now, you did get the text with my contact information. I did send it to you just so that you have it for your records, even though I'm just the lead on the account, but I still like for you to have that info. It should
have
came through saying, hi, this is Nadine Medina.
Yep, I have it, yep.
Beautiful. Now, I'm also going to send you the second text, and it's going to have the number to our customer service department. So earlier I mentioned you're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. Whenever you have updates, changes, questions, concerns, you're going to contact our customer service department number. Same number as the number where I'm at, the 877 number. I am going to ask you to please save that in your contacts under our company name, Local Splash. This way, Tom, you never lose our phone number. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if you look at that text, I already provided you your credentials for your client dashboard. So your username is going to be your phone number, no dashes, no one before the area code, and your password is all lowercase, one word, map reviews. Do you see that?
Okay. I'm looking at it, yep.
Okay, perfect. Now, we are always here for you Monday through Friday. From 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, Pacific Standard Time. We're on the West Coast. We're in California. So actually, you're 3 hours ahead of me, okay? We're
yep.
always here for you 10 to 7, which people back east always tell me that that's the best hours for them because they're working the majority of the day, right? So, okay. And I know your first name is Thomas, but you do prefer to be called Tom, right? Is that okay so I can notate
sure.
that on here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then last name is Casella. Is that Italian?
It is.
I love Italian. I always tell my husband, I swear in my past life, I think I was Italian. Like, that's my favorite food. I'm Hispanic, but Italian food is my favorite. Like, he knows for my birthday, I don't want a birthday cake. I mean, if you have to buy me a birthday cake, I want strawberries. But he knows my number one go-to is a cannoli.
There you go.
My brother, yeah, my brother-in-law, well, my mother-in-law is Italian too, right? And my sister-in-law's husband, his sister's husband, they're Italian as well. So I love when we get together for, you know, holidays because his family brings the antipasta, you know, so his aunt makes the best meatballs. Oh my gosh, they're to die for.
That's it. That's awesome. Yep. I grew up in a very traditional Italian family and
did you?
I don't speak Italian though, so that's, you know, like my grandparents came from Italy and it, like they learned English and, but no one ever spoke it at home, so I don't speak it, but yeah, we've been here since 1890 in Connecticut. Imagine.
Wow. You know what I think happens, Tom, is that when our grandparents are immigrants from another country and they come to the U.S., it's like they're learning just the English language. I know in my family, they didn't teach us Spanish because I know it. I mean, because I learned it, but they didn't teach it to us because they didn't want us to understand what the adults were talking about. Basically. But yeah, but
yeah. No,
it's
right.
A beautiful country. It's on my bucket list. One day I'll go.
To go to Italy?
Yes.
Yeah.
One day I really want to go. Yeah. I think it would be a great experience. And then I see the company name, and I just want to make sure this is how you want it listed, TJC Electrical Services.
Yep.
Okay. Now, I saw an address that's associated with your business, the 30 Tommy's Path in North Ford, and that's 06472.
Correct.
Is that your home address by chance?
Yes, it is.
Okay, we're going to hide the address. So just so you're aware, that address won't show anywhere on Google. It's going to be hidden. Okay?
Okay.
Because you don't have a storefront.
Out there and associated with it. Like, no.
Yeah. I mean, typically, I mean, I know there's some people that are like, it's fine if it shows, but typically Google's like, hide the address, you know, unless you said, no, I want it to show, but I would say hide
it. There's no reason for it.
Okay, let me go here. Now, couple of notes I want to start going over with you. I am putting you for the residential and commercial. Are you licensed and insured? It's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit.
Yeah, so you can – I don't want any commercial work, though, I'll be honest with
you.
No.
Okay, perfect. And I'm just going to put that you're only – you do just residential. No worries.
Yeah.
I know, I get always people that give mixed feelings, that they have mixed feelings, right, about commercial. They're like, some of them like it because it's like they get paid and they're not dealing with all the little, you know, they say when you're with the homeowner, it's like they're breathing down your neck, they're watching what you're doing.
Yeah, so that's kind of where I thrive, right? Honestly.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's hard to explain, but. I'd rather do the smaller job for the older people. Like, I have a lot of elderly people for customers. But I do like some – so I just thought about this the other day. A lot of my customers have died since COVID happened.
No way.
Crazy.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's just – it's not because of COVID. It just seems like there's just been, like, a great shift, you know, in the area in the last 5 years. And the younger people who are moving in and stuff – are more Facebook people and not calling. I have, like, some local papers here, you know, like, you put your business card in and things like that. I don't get much of the calling anymore from that.
Yeah.
For years, but now it's kind of slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, I hear you. I know. I was just talking with my husband. I feel like the generations are changing now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. So I put licensed and insured. You're going to build your own Facebook personal page, and then you'll provide us a link. So I'm putting that you need this. Do you have a business logo? Did you ever create one for the company?
I do, yeah. It's on my business card.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to put on here. And you have a few pictures maybe of some of the work that you've done?
I'm sure there's stuff I can find on my phone, but yeah,
okay.
I don't really do too much.
I mean, I don't know if there's really anything, right? But if you did have some, I mean, we'd like to showcase them. I put the generator installs, I put the EV charging stations, rewiring, panel upgrades, electrician, troubleshooting, all service work, residential only.
Yep.
Is there anything that I'm missing that you want me to add on here?
I think that's like pretty much just covers the spectrum of what most people would be looking for. I think any person that says, I'm looking for a residential electrician, oh, look, here's this guy who says residential in his profile.
Right. Exactly.
And is my picture on there? Is my picture there for like Angie and stuff? They made me like submit headshots. Is that there now? Or
are you serious? They made you do headshots? Really?
Yes.
I see the business card.
Yeah, but not me.
Hold on. I saw that there's like some panels. Yep. No, I don't see a headshot of you.
Okay.
They're making you do that now?
This is a much younger picture.
So are they making, they never did that before, right?
A long time ago.
No, oh, okay.
Yeah, they did a long time ago. Actually,
that's the first time I've ever heard that.
I'm a Home Depot Pro. You know that company?
Yes.
The Home Depot Pro account. It used to be Red Deacon when it first started.
Uh-huh.
They definitely made me submit the picture. So for them, I still have to go through a background check once a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's because, and that's understandable, right? Because basically they're like kind of giving you the work, you know? So that's why they make you go through that, because it's kind of like if you didn't have a good record and they're sending you to someone's home, they're kind of held liable, right?
You guys don't do any of the background checks? I don't need to submit, like, my certificates of insurance to you? Nothing?
The only thing, so when we're getting you verified through Google, and I'll tell you what will happen, you're going to be having to do a video verification. We walk you through it, okay? Google, before, back in the day, used to send a postcard in the mail. They don't do that anymore.
Yep.
They're almost 100% digital. So now
we're
going to send you a list, right? And you're going to provide us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle. Send us a picture of your business card. Send us a picture of your business license, your business insurance. Because basically what we're telling Google is he's a legitimate company, right? So this is what's going to also help us get you verified through Google faster. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I mean, that's pretty much, and we give you the list. You just send us what you have and what you don't have. Don't worry about it. You don't go through a background check. The only time you would go through a background check when it comes to Google is if you were doing their Google Guaranteed program, because that's more of a pay-per-lead program, but it's not like an Angie's Leads or leads that are still direct phone calls coming to you. And that program will require it, business license, insurance, social security number, background check, and then and it's because they're also putting like $2,000 of their own money in insurance for the potential client that selects you. That's the only program that would require that. This one that we're talking about now, there's not a requirement for background checks. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to put you down for the 20 miles, or do you want to target a little bit further, or keep it at that? You can change it at any time.
I think 20 miles is like, I don't really
sufficient
need to travel outside. Yeah. Like
yeah.
Just,
yeah, that should be fine.
Plenty of
work there.
Yeah.
What are your hours of operation? Are you like a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, I could work. I pretty much do whatever I, like, want. I don't really have, like, set hours. Like, I'm not working today, you know.
Okay. Well, I mean, even if it's phone hours, you know, like, typically just kind of giving them an idea. Let me see if your Angie's has that listed on there, if it's got anything.
It does. My business hours are probably 8 to 4 Monday through Friday on Angie.
8 to 6.
Something, 8 to 5.
8 to 6.
8 to 6, okay.
You want me to keep it like that so it's uniform with Angie's?
That's fine.
Okay.
Fine.
And then they have Saturday and Sunday closed.
Yep.
When we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? Like, what's your preference?
I kind of like texting because it's like I can answer right away sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
Then being on
the
phone.
The
yeah, because you can't just pick it up. Okay. And then what are the typical, like, forms of payments that you take? Like, do you do cash, check, Zelle, credit cards, Venmo?
Yep, I do everything. I'm no Venmo, but so PayPal.
Cash, check, PayPal.
Check. And I have an invoicing company that Colt Invoices to Go that does everything for me. From like if it's a deposit, they can put it through a credit card. They can do ACH transfer through it, stuff like that.
Oh, nice. Okay, so I'll put credit and debit, and then do you do Zelle or no?
I do, yep.
And then you said PayPal too, right?
Yep, that's on my, you can pay me through PayPal right through my invoicing system.
That's awesome. Perfect. Okay. Now, we're going to be going over the billing. So,
okay.
Tom, before I even process a payment, I walk you through what we call our 90-second voice verification recording. And it's because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. But what it does is it outlines the service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you as well that I'll send in writing along with your invoice. So I'll go over the billing date. I'll state it's a 2-month verbal agreement. I'll state, you know, what the amount is due on your second payment and what it is every month after that. I will also state that if you need to pause or cancel your services, just make sure you call at least 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you don't incur the charge. There's no cancellation fee. When I'm walking you through this right now, Tom, if there's anything at all that you don't understand, can you just do me a favor and just say, Nadine, what does that mean so I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it? I do want to make sure that you have, you know, a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Does that sound good?
You're going to do the payment, you want to do a payment now?
Well, if we're setting it up, yeah. For me to schedule your client interview, yes, it would be today.
How much do you need today?
Today would be the $348.
Okay.
And then your next billing would not be until the 21st of April, and that's when it would be just the $249.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So before we do that, though, how does your schedule look for today? Are you pretty open for your client interview? I want to try to schedule your client interview today so we can get you through that. So this way we can start getting started on your profiles, and then this way you have the weekend to create your personal Facebook.
So believe it or not, I have to hang up with you in like maybe 5 minutes because my son is waiting
okay.
for my son to get come home from school. I have to bring him to him and
yeah.
friends, so I can't. I'm still in the truck right now.
Okay,
he caught me driving.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
So,
okay.
No. It's fine. He's not off the bus yet. I'm just sitting in my driveway, just, you know, chilling out, speaking with you.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we can do this. Can we do this at, like, 3:15? Can you call me back? Or can I call you at 3:15?
To finish setting up everything or for the client interview?
Yeah.
Okay.
To finish setting it up?
Okay.
Yeah, because I got to go, like, I want to run inside and wash up, use the bathroom, and then
of course.
And then I'm going to come back home.
Yeah.
And
so you can call me
in my car. So.
Okay. No worries. Why don't we do this? Okay. If I don't hear from you by 3:15, I'll give you a ring. Okay. I'm asking my manager to put a soft hold on this to give you some time.
Yeah.
Okay. Cause I want to respect you. You got to take care of your son. Okay. So we'll talk at 3:15. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay.
So
thank
you're
Tom.
Call me or do you want me to call you? Are you
what do
call
you
me
prefer?
Or do you want me to call you?
What do you prefer?
You can call me. Call me back at 3:15. I'll definitely answer the phone.
Sounds good. I will do that.
Are you calling me from this number?
I don't know if it's going to be this specific number. What I'm going to do, because we use a voice over internet, I'm going to shoot you a quick text at 3:15 to tell you I'm going to call you so that way you know it's me ringing. Okay?
I got you.
All right.
Yep.
I'll talk to you shortly then. Okay, Tom. Thank you.
All right.
Uh-huh.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.